How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted you are with us. I should say still, if you've been with us since the beginning of the show today, which was 2 hours ago, we've got another hour coming up. If you've missed any part of it, you can go to travelers411.com. Go search for the April 30th edition of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And it's listed by hour. Go to travelers411.com, click on podcast. So in the first hour, we were talking with someone special, Michelle Buttigieg. She's the representative from the Malta Tourism Authority based in New York. And she just came back from visiting Malta. So I had her with us. And then in the second hour, we were talking with Narsi Kalamata, who is always a joy and full of information that's credible. And he's based in Malta. But at the end of the first hour, I did a segment talking about Midnight Express, the movie. We talked about it in the last hour with Narsi. We talked about Hotel Rwanda. And we talked about the new film, The Promise, which you must go see. And by the way, if you don't have a gizmo for downloading and listening to and all that business, podcasts, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. That's sabrams.com. Go in the search box or go down the homepage. The last 2 to 3 months of show notes are there. Click on what you want to hear. If you don't see what you want to hear, go in the search box. Put the destination, name of the people, name of the resort, name of whatever, event, whatever. And if we've ever talked about it, you're going to get links to hear the archived audio. And you just click and listen. It's archived in both MP3 and Windows Media formats. So that should work for you. But I have some, you know, all this stuff going on in the world. Things that were brought to mind from these films, and also things that at this time of year, if you're getting ready to travel, you need to be thinking about. All this came surging to mind, and I want to just give you some take good care of yourself information, and we're going to do all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, featuring singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant on Sunday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Merchant began her career with the alternative rock band 10,000 Maniacs in 1981 and will make her Tanglewood debut on July 2nd at 7 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I'm glad you're with me today. I mean, there's so much I have to share with you. You know, over the top of the hour news, I was thinking about the film Midnight Express. Now, that was a film that was made, I am told, in 1977. I just remember it being the 70s. And I lived on Long Island and not all that far away from wherever it was that Billy Hayes, the young man, who I think was 19 years old at the time, the film was made about him. And apparently the film was made in Malta because Turkey was embarrassed to make the film there, and Greece didn't want to disturb their always tenuous relationship with Turkey. So the film was made in Malta. Now I have to watch it again. I haven't seen it in decades. So I can have a look at the background of Malta in the film. You can also see the island of Gozo in the film By the Sea with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And I think Angelina Jolie may have even directed that film. But you'll recognize the landscape if you've ever been to Malta, or, you know, the five islands. Three of the five islands that make up Malta are inhabited. One of the three is a place people go, you know, they'll leave in the morning on the ferry and they'll come back in the before the sun sets. And I am told that, I haven't been there yet, I'm going to go next time that we visit Malta. Can't remember the name of the island. It starts with a C and it sounds something like Colombia or something like that. I have to look it up. But because I wasn't there, it's not sticking in my head yet. But I, you know, do remember what I was told about it. There are four people who live on that island. In essence, it is an island of gorgeous beaches. And this family of four own a restaurant, cafe kind of a place, and a guest house hotel kind of a place. It's small. I don't know how many rooms it has, but the people who live in Malta, who live in Gozo and live in the big island that is called Malta, where the city of Valletta is, and a couple of other big cities and a lot of rural area too, they go over to this third island just for the day, you know, pack a picnic lunch and go swimming and come home at night and go by ferry. It's a lovely outing. I have to tell you, I have been to Turkey. It is a wonderful destination. There are some amazing archaeological sites in Turkey. There is beautiful architecture. The food is terrific. The people tend to be, you know, all the people that I've met were very nice. The shopkeepers are the most aggressive on the planet. You walk into a shop in America, you're lucky you get somebody's attention. Years, decades ago, I was in Atlanta. And I went into does anybody remember the Lerner shops? I don't even know if they're still in existence. And I used to shop in a Lerner shop in Flushing, Queens, New York. And they had a thing, if you bought your stockings there, when you bought 10 pair, you got a pair free. And you had a little punch card. You'd go to any Lerner shop and, you know, had your little loyalty program. So I was traveling and I needed stockings and I saw a Lerner shop in Atlanta and I went in. There were eight women employed in that shop. They were all standing talking to each other. I found what I needed. I picked it up. I went to the register. I was a line of one person. There was nobody in front of me. There was nobody behind me. And it took me 10 minutes till somebody bothered to pay attention to me, even though I did things like tap the counter, tap my foot, say, excuse me. Sometimes in America, you really have to fight to make a purchase. Now, when you're in Italy, the shopkeepers will stand in the doorway and look at what's going on in the sidewalk and the street passing by. When you're in Greece, the shopkeepers will stand in the doorway and they'll say, hello, would you like to come in and see what we have? We have beautiful things. We have things on sale. Oh, you should see our jewelry. And when you're in Turkey, they leave the doorway, they come out on the sidewalk, they grab you by the arm, and they start dragging you into their store. I have never experienced anything like that anywhere else in the world. And I have been to flea markets in France and bazaars in Thailand and Hong Kong, and the shopkeepers in Turkey are wild. When the second guy did that to me on the sidewalk, I looked at him, and I don't know if he spoke English or not. when you get out of the big populated areas and the 4 and 5 star hotels, you'll find the people in Turkey speak Turkish and they speak German before they speak English. So if you know any German, you're in luck. And that's because of the German occupation during World War II. But the second guy got my message when I said to him, "You touch me again and I will deck you." And my husband, we were on a ship. Ship docked, we got off, we went to town. And my husband said, "You know, I'm really not enjoying this." And I said, "Let's go back to the ship." But that's very typical of what you'll find in, so, you know, I'd be forewarned. Don't be surprised by it. I once bought something. I wanted to buy my son a ring. And our taxi driver was wonderful. Took us to a shop in Istanbul. And the guy's price, it was a beautiful ring. And the guy's price was so outrageously high. I walked out of that store 4 times. Each time after he'd come down to a lower price. And each time he chased me out into the street and coaxed me back in. I finally bought it. And I finally bought it at what I felt was a fair price. Knowing what... I know enough about jewelry to be dangerous. But I felt comfortable that I wasn't getting ripped off. It was about 25% of the first number he came out with. That's something else you should know about traveling, you know, in the U.S. Unless it's damaged and you speak to the manager about it, the price is the price. Not so elsewhere in the world. We're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to talk with you about your purchases once you've got them when you're traveling. Don't leave me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Cocktail control. Charlie, do you read me?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to talk a bit about shopping when you're traveling internationally. If you're staying in a fine hotel, or if you're shopping in fine shops, they will often have a concierge service, which will provide for you the service of taking the things you've bought and delivering them to your hotel. So either it's somebody that the hotel is sending out to pick up your purchases, or the shop you're in will deliver what you've bought to your hotel. That's a wonderful service. Because if you're really out shopping, you know that scene in the movie Pretty Woman? And if you don't, go see the film again. They have it on TV all the time. Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And she goes shopping. And comes back to the hotel with about a dozen shopping bags and hat boxes and whatnot. And that's part of a great scene where the day before she went into some shop and the sales girls didn't treat her well because she looked like a hooker. She was dressed in her street clothes or street walking clothes. And they looked down their nose at her and told her that there's nothing in the shop that would fit her. She needs to go somewhere else. The next day, she went out with some prearranged appointment to shop at some fine shops. And at the end of the day, she came back dressed, looking gorgeous, and carrying all these shopping bags and hat boxes. And, of course, the labels must... I don't remember names on the... You could see she spent a lot of money based on the way the packaging was. In theory, maybe some of those shopping bags had names of stores on them. But she walked into that same shop that was mean to her, and she said to the saleswoman, "Remember me? I was here yesterday. You didn't want to wait on me? You work on commission, don't you?" Mistake. Big mistake. And then she waltzed out. It was one of those cool moments. It's kind of the moment I imagine and fantasize that I would love to be able to do when somebody is anywhere from rude to abusive checking in somewhere, whether it's a car rental company or a hotel, wherever. There's I think he's Saudi. Prince Owlied. He's the one who bailed out Euro Disney when Disney opened just outside of Paris. Wasn't going very well. They were in trouble. It also was not designed the way Disneyland or Disney World is designed. There were no little jitneys you could jump on that would take you from one place to the other, and it was a whole lot of walking. And when that first opened, wasn't long before it ran into serious financial trouble. And so this prince jumped in with money. Well, he was checking into the Dorchester a couple of decades ago, maybe a little more than that. And he felt he was being abused at the front desk. And I've been there. I mean, you know, you got my name, you got my reservation. You could look up, make eye contact and say, welcome. Maybe even use my name. That would be nice. So what he did was he bought the Dorchester. He didn't want to own the Dorchester. He just wanted to fire this guy at the front desk. And there are moments in my life I fantasize that whole scene. I would like to buy this place just so I can get rid of you. But when a hotel or a shop can provide you with delivery service of your whatever it is you buy there, that's a wonderful service. It also doesn't make you an easy mark walking down the street with all these bundles, because you have just pointed out to anybody nefarious in that region that you've got money. And you probably have credit cards. And wouldn't it be fun to rob you? So, you know, that helps eliminate some of calling attention to yourself. And one of the ways that people with parcels get marked is, especially in some big cities globally. You don't see this kind of thing in the U.S. You see it in other markets around the globe. So I just want to kind of, you know, give you some insight so, you know, you protect yourself as best you can from being an easy mark. Somebody's going to come up to you. Often it's teenagers and younger, little bands of urchins. Do you see the movie? They're just playing it now this month on HBO called August Rush. And it's a pseudonym taken by a little boy who is probably 11 years old or something and on his own. And winds up in this band of little urchins. Robin Williams plays the kind-hearted lunatic Stromboli character and does it well. And he's missed. And it's the same kind of thing. There are these like bands of kids that are set out to beg and come back with money and things of value. So there are some cities in the world where you'll find that. And they will carry little, you know, those squeezy bottles for that you put on your picnic table or your patio table, or you'll find in many restaurants that have ketchup and mustard in them. Well, they'll sometimes mix a combination of barbecue sauce, ketchup, mustard, and paint in one little bottle, or any of the three or four will work. And they'll look at somebody that they'd like to grab their purse, they'd like to grab their packages, they'd like to pick their pocket, and they'll walk up and they'll squeeze the bottle, and the liquid is propelled forward onto the person. And what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to put down their bags and they're going to look in their pocket for a tissue. And when they put the bags down because of this, the little urchins come, grab all the bags and run with them. Moral of the story, shop in better neighborhoods. Stay on the main streets. Don't walk down dark alleys. And you'll be fine. I just need you to be aware of not setting yourself up to be an easy mark. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Take good care of yourself. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wanted to run through some tips for travel as we begin to come into the period that is pretty much launched by Easter holiday through Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean really through the rest of the year, when people think about taking vacation time. Going to visit friends and family, going on holiday, and give yourself some serious thought about what you're doing when you're doing it. You know, don't leave your good horse sense at home. All those things Mama taught you. There isn't a beach in the world I'll walk on at night. I mean, you know, if it's right in front of my, you know, the swimming pool at the hotel and it's all well lit and people are sitting around having drinks and you want to walk to the water's edge, you're probably going to be just fine. But I wouldn't take a 2-mile walk down the dark beach because you don't know what you're going to find. Even under the best of circumstances where you, you know, step on a shell and twist your ankle and can't get up again, you're out there by yourself. Who's going to find you till morning? So, you know, just use some good horse sense. Don't walk down dark streets. I was talking about packages. There is a scam that happens. Most of these things that I'm talking about, they generally don't happen in the U.S., but I wouldn't doubt if you went searching, you might find somebody doing something nasty. If you get into a taxi and you've got a lot of packages, and there are too many packages to fit in the back seat with you because maybe it's you and a companion and one or both of you have packages and the driver says, well, can put them in the front seat. The first thing you want to do is get out of that cab and make sure the door on the passenger side of the driver's front seat is locked and that the window is closed. And if it's not locked and the window is open, you say, no, thank you. I'm happy to hold them in my lap, or please open the trunk. If the trunk is open and the packages are put in the trunk, make sure when the trunk lid goes down and you're standing there watching all your packages go in, that if you try to open the trunk, it's locked. Why do I say all this? Because there are some places in the world where taxi drivers, in cahoots with a good friend on a motor scooter or a motorcycle, will ask the passengers to put the packages in the front seat, the window is open, and or the door is unlocked. Generally, it's a through-the-window story. So you want to make sure, but if the door is unlocked, anybody can open that door. In some cities, the traffic is so horrendous that if you got into traffic at a traffic light or on a busy street where it's pretty much at a standstill, a motorcycle or a motor scooter could wend its way in between the cars and nobody could go and follow them because you're stuck behind and surrounded by other vehicles. And now especially that just about everybody in the universe has a cell phone, especially when you're in a country speaking something other than English, there's the potential that the driver is signaling the compatriot on the two-wheelie vehicle that come and get it. So what happens is you're stopped at a traffic light, maybe the third or fourth vehicle at the light, cars on each side, and here comes the friend on the motorcycle or motor scooter, puts his or her arm in the window, grabs the packages, pulls them out, drives off, and the driver puts his hands in the air, generally it's a man, and gives the kind of, oh my goodness, look what happened. Well, the good news on that is if you bought it by credit card, you got a stolen article story going on, and there are some credit cards that are easier to do business with than others, because most will have you send a letter and explain and include this and include that. There is at least one credit card that's my favorite. You just call them up and tell them what happened. And they do the research, and then they will credit you for whatever was lost, stolen, broken. The sad part about that is you often don't have time, especially if you're traveling, you don't live there, to go back to the stores you went to and find the items, and maybe the one you bought was the last one in your size or your favorite color. It's just a nuisance. You don't want to deal with any of that. It's easy to avoid. That's why I share it. This is not to convince you, go home and crawl under your bed and never come out. This is to give you instruction on traveling happily, smoothly, efficiently, and safely. So keep those things in mind. You know, I was talking earlier today with Narcy Kalamata. If you missed it, you really have to listen to it. That was an hour or two, and he was talking about how the film about, you know, the Billy Hayes story of the young man who thought he'd be able to bring some marijuana either into or out of Turkey. I forget which direction that was happening, and I think he was there and he was leaving with it. And the chances are, if he was there and he was leaving with it, somebody alerted the fuzz. Because that's the same thing that happened in that film, Broke Down Palace, about the girls in Bangkok. Because somebody alerted the Border Patrol, immigration, customs, police people. And they get a reward for turning them in. So there's a business in plant some stuff on somebody when they're not paying attention, which is easily done if you get into a taxi with your luggage in the trunk being loaded by other people, including maybe the taxi driver, who slips something into the luggage that's contraband, then alert the people at the airport who pick the drugs or whatever up from the person who doesn't even know they're carrying it. And then the person who turned them in gets a reward for turning them in. These are obviously bad people. Not so, though. It's a sad story. I don't know. I have to go do some research. One of the girls got out after a year or two. And she got out because the other one, who was her friend, made a plea that it was all her fault. She was the one doing it. The other one didn't know anything about it. And that's how the other one got out. And I don't know if the first one could still be in jail. And Lord knows that's got to be more than 20 years ago. Crazy story. One that you don't want in your life. And, you know, The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the things you point to as an American and say, you know, I'm an American, do not apply to you when you are in other countries, people. You know, often when you are arriving in a foreign country, you will be given a landing card to fill out in the plane. Most landing cards are, you know, very official and, you know, they're looking for your name and your address and your passport number and all that. Occasionally, it'll say, you know, welcome to wherever you're about to land, somewhere in the world. I can tell you that if you are landing in Singapore, I think Thailand too, if I recall correctly, but I know for sure Singapore because I remember my reaction the first time I saw it. You look at the landing card, and in big red capital letters, it says, the penalty for importation of drugs is death. And I thought, well, that's a warm and fuzzy, friendly welcome. Only one of the many things you can get fined for or punished for in Singapore. You go to Singapore, you better behave yourself. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie from Stone UK.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I mention from time to time that I like to record a TV show called The View, and I watch their, particularly their Hot Topics and not much else, but, and when they talk about travel, I cringe. But it's an entertaining and enjoyable show, and it is clear they don't listen to my shows, which is a pity. So if any of you know any of the people that have anything to do with that show, tell them to listen in. A couple of weeks ago, there was a conversation about something that went on and somewhere in the world, and somebody made the remark about, there ought to be a place online that you could go to get travel information so that you would, it's people, it's travel.state.gov, G-O-V, got it? travel.state.gov. That's where you go to get credible travel information from the U.S. government. It's a State Department website, and you'll find everything from passport information, visa information, because for Americans traveling outside the country, there are still many countries that we need to have a visa for. There are some countries where if you're going on a pleasure trip, and you're staying less than 30 days or less than 60 days or less than 90 days, it changes country by country. And countries all over the world change their mind like you change your socks, and they'll make new rules. So you need to keep up and know what do you need. But there are countries where if you're staying a short period of time as a visitor, you don't need a visa. If you are going there to do business, which means you're going to buy things for your business, you're going to sell things, you're going to have business meetings, then you need a visa. One of those countries is Thailand. I have to tell you a hilarious story. In my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company. I served on more boards of household names that you recognize that range from major car rental companies to hotels to destination tourist boards and whatever. When I give you information, it's the real deal. And can I keep up with everything? No, that's why I'll tell you, you know, go Google this because I don't need to know it. But if you're going there or you're doing this, you need to know it. So go check it out. You're a big kid. You can travel the world. You can travel the web. So we were going to Thailand on a trade mission with the Department of Commerce. That's a business trip. The other thing, too, that'll trip you up as differentiating a vacation or a holiday from a business trip is if you're arriving on Monday and you're leaving on Wednesday. to a destination that's 10,000 miles away from where you live. So it was $250 a person to get a business visa to go to Thailand. I have no idea what it is today. This took place probably something like 1997 or 8 or 6 or something. I don't know, somewhere in the mid to late 90s. It's 200 and change a person for a business visa. If you were going as a traveler, a tourist, there was no visa. As long as you had a, you know, you needed a round-trip ticket. And then you would be presenting a paper ticket to show the customs and immigration people. They see you just arrived. And you're coming through the airport. And they want to see your return ticket. So they know you're planning to leave in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. You're fine. You're planning to leave in 2 days? You don't look like a visitor anymore. You look like a business person. Just keep that in mind. So that's one way they trip people up. The other is, we're going to meet potential owners of local offices in Thailand. I ultimately sold what was then the 8 nations of the ASEAN. There were 2 more nations, Myanmar, which used to be Burma, and another one, I forgot what that one was, that was added. But I sold those 8 countries, and you didn't even know they were for sale. And not to anybody I met there. I was already in conversation with, if anybody knows this guy, Abdul Khalid Dado Abdulaziz, who bought the 8 nations of the ASEAN from me. And anyway, I was in conversation with him, but we weren't a done deal yet, so we were off to Thailand. If you're going to a trade mission or event or a conference or, you know, you're delivering a paper or you're making presentations or whatever you're doing, you're going to meet potential suppliers or buyers or partners, chances are you've got some brochures with you. You've got some other collateral material. So you wouldn't be carrying that stuff in a suitcase if you were going on a holiday. And it's generally, you know, you're only going to take, you know, 100 brochures or something with you. It's easier to put it in your suitcase and a whole lot less expensive than shipping it. And maybe you've got some pop-up display or whatever. Okay. So my boss says to me, frugal as he was, the CEO of the company, what do we need to get business visas for? I said, because I don't want to end up in a Thai prison, thank you. Or have aggravation when we get there. And I just went ahead and made the applications and got us 2 visas, one for him, one for me, business visas for the trip. And he groused about it because I basically threw out $500 of the company's money for no reason. We get to Thailand. We get off the plane. We go through the immigration process. We get to the officer in Bangkok, who is the immigration officer. He sees we have our visa in already affixed to our passports. One for him, one for me. Beautiful, we go through. The guy next to us saved the $250. They told him, well, if you're here on a holiday, you won't need these brochures. You won't, because he had a carton with brochures. You won't need this carton. You won't need your laptop. You won't need, you won't need. And so on the spot, he had to cave in and buy a visa. Only when you bought it on the spot in 1990, whatever it was, it was almost $600, $500 and something when you did the exchange on the U.S. dollar, which used to be 4 baht to the dollar. I don't know what it is today. So that's when my boss smiled benevolently. That guy paid more for his one than I paid for our 2 visas. Play by the rules, people, and do it right. And come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
Honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.